Lesson 8C, Exercise 7. 1.
Many people are of the opinion that using social media to tweet or post information online is an effective form of social protest. However, I'm not sure that I completely agree with that. I mean, I guess it might help, but I think there must be other, more efficient ways of raising awareness. For instance, people often quote the Ice Bucket Challenge as a good example of how well this sort of campaign works. You know, when people were tipping iced water over their heads and filming themselves. Obviously, I'm glad it worked. All the same, many of my friends were taking up the challenge without following the campaign behind it, finding out anything about the ALS disease, or donating anything to the ALS website.
2.
People have started to create hashtags to draw attention to the issues that are important to them. With hashtag trends, people now have a forum to give their views on things and be heard by like-minded people. And that can only be a good thing. Personally, I love that I can find out so much about what's happening in the world by following trending topics on Twitter. However, I don't always do anything about them. Still, at least I'm aware. The other good thing about this sort of activism is that it has no borders. I can just as easily join in with the Wall Street protests in America as I can the food shortage campaigns in Africa, even though I am in neither of these places. We now have a global voice.
3.
I am an assistant professor of sociology at the University of California and have done research into the effectiveness of social media activism. You know, 58% of Americans think that tweeting or posting information online is an effective form of protest. My colleagues and I looked at the money raised by online activities for a cause, as opposed to money raised by offline activities, such as direct mailing. For instance, we looked at the Save Darfur campaign over several years. What we discovered was that although the social media campaign was considered successful, less than 1% of the million people who signed up to the campaign actually donated any money. Still, this amounted to $100,000 over 2.5 years. In contrast, however, direct mail contributions brought in over $1 million for the campaign in 1 year alone.
4.
There is absolutely no substitute for direct action if you want to make a change. I get fed up with people who just talk about things all the time. They think they have done something when they have liked a Facebook page or retweeted a post. That's not enough. Why not write a letter to a politician or to a newspaper, or organise a protest vote or demonstration? If you really feel strongly about something, then you will do all you can to make something happen. I think that a lot of social media activism doesn't actually have a clear goal, so the campaigns just fizzle out after a while because no one knows what to do next. And that's a shame.